Rainy Sunday, which back in the three-year lectionary, we kind of remember this as Good Shepherd Sunday, and so that'll be our focus, kind of a neat day to celebrate Good Shepherd Sunday at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, and so we'll keep our eyes focused on Christ in that way. Our opening hymn will be hymn 482, This Joyful Easter Tide. And then after that, we'll start Divine Service Setting 1, page 151 in your hymnal. But before we begin, let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Dear Lord, gracious Heavenly Father, your Son, Jesus Christ, is our Good Shepherd. He calls us by his voice. He leads us to the still waters of holy baptism. He sets a table before us in the presence of our enemies here at the altar, where we feast on his living and raised body and blood. Grant us faith that trusts all these gifts that continually pour out upon us to create and sustain faith in you through the work of the Holy Spirit. We ask that you would bless our time here this morning. Open our ears to hear that voice calling to us in your holy, precious word. In your holy name we pray. Amen. We'll sing our opening hymn, hymn 482, This Joyful Easter Tide.
Thank you.
Divine Service Setting 1, page 151, please stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God our Father.
Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I forgive you all your sin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
This time I invite you to turn to the introit as it's printed in our bulletin. We'll sing it together. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
Save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Let us pray. O God, through the humiliation of your Son, you raised up the fallen world. Grant your faithful people, rescued from the peril of everlasting death, perpetual gladness and eternal joys. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. May be seated for the readings. The Old Testament lesson for the third Sunday of Easter comes from the book of Ezekiel, chapter 34. For thus says the Lord God, behold, I myself will search for my sheep and will seek them out. As a shepherd seeks out his flock when he is among his sheep that have been scattered, so will I seek out my sheep, and I will rescue them from all places where they have been scattered on a day of clouds and thick darkness. And I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them from the countries and will bring them into their own land. And I will feed them on the mountains of Israel, by the ravines, and in all the inhabited places of the country. I will feed them with good pasture, and on the mountain heights of Israel shall be their grazing land. There they shall lie down in good grazing land, and on rich pasture they shall feed on the mountains of Israel. I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep, and I myself will make them lie down, declares the Lord God. I will seek the lost, and I will bring back the strayed, and I will bind up the injured, and I will strengthen the weak, and the fat and the strong I will destroy. I will feed them in justice. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle lesson comes from the book of 1 Peter, chapter 2. For to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example, so that you might follow in his steps. He committed no sin, neither was deceit found in his mouth. When he was reviled, he did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but continued entrusting himself to him who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed, for you were straying like sheep, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand for the Holy Gospel.
Alleluia, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Alleluia, alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 10th chapter. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. And I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. This is the gospel of our Lord. You may be seated for our hymn of the day, hymn number 709, The King of Love, My Shepherd Is.
Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus teaches us today saying, I am the Good Shepherd. Your brothers and sisters in Christ, are these words of peace and comfort to you? Or are they words that might be a little bit terrifying? When I was growing up and going to church and hearing these words spoken on Good Shepherd Sunday, it scared me a little bit to think of Jesus as a shepherd. In my mind, the way we grew up, ranching and shepherding cattle, I didn't know if I really wanted Jesus to be a shepherd figure. The way that we handled our cattle was we'd saddle up horses, we'd get our dogs, and we'd go out to the pasture and gather them together. And then we would force them from behind, making them go to places that they really didn't want to go. We would lead them through a series of pens that would get smaller and smaller and smaller until finally the only place they were able to go was through a little alleyway leading to a hydraulic working chute where we would put an implant in their ears to make them gain weight faster. And if they didn't want to go through that little alleyway, we would persuade them with our voices, with whips, with buzzers, with cattle paddles. And then once it was all done, we would let them go back to be secluded from us for at least another 120 days. And then we would do it all over again. Gather them up. Force them to go into this little pen. But this time, instead of leading them to an alleyway that would lead to a hydraulic working chute, we'd lead them to an alleyway that would go to a loading chute, where they would be loaded into a semi-cattle pot and hauled off to Grand Island to the slaughterhouse. Is that the way Jesus is a good shepherd for us? Is that why we have named this place Good Shepherd Lutheran Church and placed Jesus, the Good Shepherd, up in our stained glass window? No, of course not. Jesus doesn't use us like livestock in order to only profit something from us, but in reality cares nothing about us. It's not like the ranching or farming that we do today where our cattle are our livelihood and they're only good for making a profit. No, Jesus shepherds us the way that shepherds still do it today in Israel. Jesus, the Good Shepherd, lives with us. Sheep in the Middle East or in Israel, when they have to be led to better pasture or water, know their shepherd because he lives with them all the time. And when that shepherd wants them to go to a new watering hole or better pasture, he doesn't push them from behind with sheep or with dogs or with horses, but he stands in front of them. And he calls out to them with their voice. And the sheep hear him, know him, and flee to him. That is how Jesus works as our good shepherd. He dwells among us. He is one who stands before us and calls out to us through his word to draw us towards himself, leading us to life and salvation. And even more than that, Jesus teaches us that I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. This is ridiculous, isn't it? Anyone who owns livestock would tell you that if a wolf or a coyote was tearing one of their animals apart, they wouldn't go and risk their own lives in order to save that poor animal. That animal is good for nothing but to make them their living. Jesus doesn't treat us like worthless animals. Jesus is willing to give up everything for us, his sheep, his people, even willing to lay down his life so that he might take it up again on that first Easter Sunday and proclaim to you that your sins are forgiven. He has won for you eternal life in paradise. And he continues to lead you to that eternal life through his word. Jesus knows you, and you know him. How is it that Jesus has allowed this to happen? He has bought you. He has literally purchased and won you from sin, death, and the devil. Not with gold or silver, but with his holy and precious blood. Jesus has marked you, literally placing his brand upon you in the waters of holy baptism, where he washed away all your sins and sent his Holy Spirit to dwell within you so that you might have faith which clings to him and his word of life. Jesus continues to lead you with his word wherever it is taught in its truth and purity. And if that weren't enough, Jesus even stands before you here today calling to you saying, come, receive my body and blood given and shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins and to strengthen you in the faith to live here in this sinful, fallen world until finally he might call us to be with him forever in paradise. This is how Jesus, your good shepherd, fulfills his duty for you. By dwelling among you. By standing before you and calling out to you through his word and through his sacraments to remind you that you are his. And nothing and no one can snatch you out of his hands. But Jesus does give us a warning here today. A warning about the false shepherds, the hired workers, the one who sees the wolf coming and leaves you the sheep and flees. And the wolf, that old evil foe, comes and snatches you up and scatters you. These are the false shepherds who take God's very means of grace, his word and his sacraments, and throw them under their feet and trample them and teach people to do likewise. These are the ones that will stand up and say, you can have your best life now if you pray the right prayer, if you do the right things, if you fulfill God's law to the best of your possible ability, God will look at that and bless you and give you happiness here in this life because he sees how hard you try. Flee from these false shepherds, the one who take God's word and mingle it to lead you astray, to lead you away from your good shepherd and his voice and lead you instead toward themselves, forsaking the word of God from Matthew chapter 6, which teaches us that in this world, others will revile us and persecute us and utter all kinds of evil against us falsely on Jesus' account. But Jesus teaches, rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, don't be led astray. We will not have our best life now, but we will have it eternally in paradise when Jesus calls us home. Beware those who teach that baptism is nothing but water poured over the head. It is nothing but a little ritual or baptism or washing. Or better yet, they even take God's means of grace and they flip it on end. God teaches us in his word that this is his act towards us, washing away our sin, giving us his Holy Spirit so that we might believe and be saved. But instead they teach, oh no, baptism is your work towards God. This is your way to fulfill God's law. Flee from such teaching. Or even those who teach that at the Lord's Supper, because when they receive it, all they can smell, all they can taste, feel, and see is bread and wine. Therefore, because their reason convinces them that all it is bread and wine, that must be all you get in it. And they throw away God's word from Matthew, Mark, Luke, and St. Paul's writing in 1 Corinthians, which clearly teach that in this supper, Jesus does give us his very body and blood to eat and to drink, to forgive us all of our sins, and to strengthen our faith by giving us him very self to guide us through this valley of tears and sorrow. So when you hear these ones speaking, the false shepherds who will flee from you when you quit providing for their bellies or for their wallets, run away. Block your ears to their teaching and instead cling to the one true good shepherd, Jesus Christ, your Lord. And how are you to know his voice when he calls? How are you to recognize when the word of God is taught in its truth and purity, and when the sacraments are administered according to his command and his institution? Use the great gift that God has given to you by allowing his word to be written down in a language that you understand. Be in the scriptures much and daily. Read them, mark them, and inwardly digest them. Go to the place where God has caused his word to be taught in its truth and purity, and his sacraments administered rightly, so that you might hear the true life-saving word that Jesus Christ the crucified has paid for your sins and has risen again from the dead to proclaim to you your sins are forgiven. You have eternal life in paradise. All this because Jesus Christ, your true good shepherd, does indeed live among you. He does indeed still call to you each and every day, using his word, using his sacraments, and sending the Holy Spirit through it to call you, to gather you together, and to enlighten you, so that you might indeed have faith. Faith that flees from false shepherds and clings to the voice of the one true good shepherd, Jesus Christ, your Lord. The one who has paid for your sins by dying a death on Calvary's cross and rising again to live forever with God in paradise. The one who has washed you in the waters of holy baptism. The one who does forgive your sins and strengthen your faith through the Lord's Supper. The one who has promised to you that nothing can snatch you out of his hands, because he, your good shepherd, will lead you to eternal life through the forgiveness of all your sins. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Amen. We continue now by standing and confessing the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to God. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he will come
This time we continue with the prayer of the church. In addition to those prayer requests listed in your bulletin, we have one additional prayer request. We pray for Mel Wasserman, brother-in-law to LaVon and Laverne, who is dealing with a leg infection related to diabetes. Let us pray. Almighty and eternal God, you alone are worthy to be held in reverence by all people everywhere, and we give you humble and sincere thanks for the innumerable blessings that you have bestowed upon us without any merit or worthiness on our part. We praise you especially for preserving for us your saving word and the holy sacraments. Grant and preserve to your holy church throughout the world purity of doctrine. Provide faithful pastors to preach your word with power. Help all who hear the word rightly to understand and truly to believe it. Send laborers into your harvest and open the door of faith to those who do not know you. In mercy, bring to repentance the enemies of your church and grant them amendment of life. Protect and defend your church in all tribulation and danger. Strengthen us and all fellow Christians to set our hope fully on the grace revealed in Christ, and help us to fight the good fight of faith, that in the end we may receive the salvation of our souls. Bestow your grace upon all nations of the earth. Bless especially our country, its inhabitants, and all of those who are in authority over us. Let your glory dwell in our land, that mercy and truth, righteousness and peace may abound in all places. We commend to you the care of our schools so that our children may grow in useful knowledge and Christian virtue and thus bring forth wholesome fruits of life. Graciously defend us from all calamity by fire, water, war, pestilence, scarcity, famine, or from any other sort of evil. Bless and watch over as well as help those who are recovering from the flooding here in Nebraska this spring, and for all the others still dealing with it as well. Protect and prosper all those who labor in their rightful callings. Let all useful arts flourish among us. Be the God and the Father of the lonely and the forsaken. Be the helper of the sick and the needy. Be the comforter of those who are distressed and all of those who sorrow. Be especially with those in our own midst dealing with some sort of difficulty, including Janet, Jared, Peggy, Ken, Tish, Scott, Sharon, Joe, Bob, Celeste, Ed, Norma, Cindy, Al, Kim, Barb, Rachel, Joe, Karen, Bud, Lori, Bentley, Vern, Callie, Richard, Irma, Louise, Mildred, Ruth, and all others whom we name in our hearts. And be especially with Mel Wasserman dealing with this leg infection and surgery as well. Accept, we implore you, our bodies and souls, our hearts and minds, our talents and powers, together with the offerings we bring before you as our humble service. Grant your Holy Spirit to those who come to the Lord's table this day, that they may receive the body and blood of Jesus in sincere repentance, firm faith, and to their abundant blessing. As we are but strangers and pilgrims here on earth, help us by a true faith and a godly life to prepare for the world that is to come. While it is still day, doing the work you have given us to do, before the night comes when no one can work. When our last hour does come, support us by your power and receive us into your heavenly kingdom. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
You may be seated. This time we'll stray just a little bit from our bulletin. We'll go on to the offering, and we'll also practice what we call the rite of fellowship. There's a pad at the end of each pew. We're glad to have you with us. Visitors, if you'll fill out that information there for us, we'll be glad to acknowledge your presence with us. We also want to welcome all those worshiping with us on the radio. We're praying that this service might be a blessing to you as well. This time we'll worship God with our gifts and offerings. Please stand for the offertory.
Thank you.
let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God. And most especially are we bound to praise you on this day for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, the very Paschal Lamb, who was sacrificed for us and bore the sins of the world. By his dying he has destroyed death, and by his rising again he has restored to us everlasting life. Therefore, with Mary Magdalene, Peter and John, and with all the witnesses of the resurrection, and with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you created and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take and eat, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." The same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sin. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you.
body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen. Amen. This time we stand and sing together. Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift, and we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same, in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. Amen. You may be seated for a closing hymn, hymn 488. In the back of the church, as you walk out, you'll see there's an information table and sign-up sheet for this year's Vacation Bible School. And so take a look at that and sign up. And if you're going to help something, please volunteer as well and talk to those organizing it. They'll appreciate that as well. There's a couple other things in your news and notes to take a look at.